You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Third and final hour upon us now, this Saturday evening, January the 24th. I'm your host, James Edwards. I want to thank Keith Alexander for his contributions to the broadcast during the first 2 hours. And, of course, our featured guest of the evening, Reagan O'Carroll. Now joining me for the third and final hour of tonight's broadcast is none other than Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who is the toast of the chat room tonight at cfcc.org. There, the Council of Conservative Citizens is hosting for us a political cesspool online chat and virtual fan party. You can join it. There's a lot of people in there tonight listening to the show and conversing with one another as they do so. And they're all saying hello to Eddie as he makes his way to the microphone for the third and final hour, although Eddie got here at 5 o'clock tonight. So, Eddie, you've been here for 3 hours, and you're just now getting to talk. Well, you chimed in a couple of times, but...
Well, I tell you what, it's really great to be here. I've had a really good time. I will have to admit, I kind of laid down. This is a plush carpet right here, and I'm kind of tired. I did a little 12-mile run today and getting ready for the Nashville Marathon. So I came in, kind of relaxed a little bit, kicking back with the guys, drinking James's excellent coffee, I might add. But I would like to say hello to all the people in the chat room. And to show you how ignorant I am of what goes on around here, I didn't even realize the chat room was back up until last week, and James said that a lot of people were saying hello to the Bombardier. I'd like to say hello back to you. And I will tell you something else, too, people. I love you very much. I certainly do. You may not believe that, but I do. And, you know, the way you can tell a Christian according to Scripture is if he loves all mankind, and I really do. Now, sometimes I don't. When people are trying to attack me, I will lose that love for people. I will lose my temper. Matter of fact, I lost my temper. I was with my wife and oldest daughter last week, and I lost my temper on the interstate, and I felt so bad about it afterwards, you know.
That is why you're the Bombardier, though. I mean, Winston Smith is the one who named Eddie, or coined Eddie's nickname, the Bombardier, because of your bombastic, volatile temper that we've all been subjected to at some point or another.
Speaking of temper, James, and once again, I'm so ashamed. I lost my temper in church, of all places, for God's sakes. Last Sunday, I got into it almost got out of hand with another church member right in the middle of the sermon. And I'm surprised they didn't throw us out. But I guess me and James talked about sharing that story on the air. Basically, here's what happened. You know, all of America, especially in the evangelical churches, and especially probably the Catholic and the Baptist churches, they're so anti-abortion. I mean, that's one of the cardinal sins. That's almost as bad as drinking. You can commit adultery or fornicate, but you just cannot do it with beer on your breath. But I'm still hanging in the old Baptist church. And I know that's a stretch. But we had this little conversation going. My pastor in the church, he had a guest in there from, I'll call it anti-Planned Parenthood. I don't remember what the organization was, because me and this other guy was locked in a heated battle.
So basically, this was during the sermon at your most recent church service. You know, normally at Baptist churches, you're not allowed or encouraged to talk while the pastor is pontificating. But Eddie, the Bombardier knows no rules, and so...
My grandson told me, and he was embarrassed at the time, my grandson told me that I have no boundaries, and I guess I need to learn some boundaries. But here's what went down in the church. My pastor, I won't mention his name now, but my pastor was going off on the cardinal sin of abortion. It is a sin. I mean, it's killing. Let's just face it, it's killing. But anyway, you know, and I pointed out to this fellow next to me, I said, what do you think about those abortion doctors? There was been a couple of abortion doctors killed in the past year or two. And every now and then somebody kills an abortion doctor. And he said he thought that was horrible. And I said, well, you know, this man, the reason he killed the abortion doctors, he claimed that he was trying to protect innocent lives. And I said, and that's our excuse, the United States military's excuse for being in Iraq. In Iran, Afghanistan, all these other places.
Dresden, Syria, where they firebombed, you know,
correct,
tens of thousands of defenseless women and children.
We go over there. We're over there killing people to save them from the terrorists, so to speak. Well, I asked this guy, what is the difference between this fellow killing an abortion doctor? He said it was so wrong to kill an abortion doctor, but he gave his stamp of approval on the United States military killing people in Iraq, in Afghanistan, Syria.
And to be clear, you're not endorsing the murder of abortion doctors, but you are drawing a good question.
Yeah, I asked him, how can you justify one? He said he did not believe in killing to stop. He said it's killing to save. I said, this guy said abortion doctors have killed, what, 40 million babies in the past so many years, 15 or 20 years, since Roe versus Wade.
57 million.
57 million. That many. I had no clue. Is that 57 million? Well, I knew it was over 40 or more. All right. So I said, these people are trying to save innocent lives. And you told, and this is the argument going down. I told the guy, and you don't believe in killing someone to save 57 million babies? You think one abortion doctor's life is worth 57 million babies? You think that's wrong? Yes, he said he thought that was wrong. And I said, well, listen, Hoss, you just told me 2 weeks ago that you have a handgun carry permit. You even described the weapons you have in your house. You have a 357 Magnum that you said you could shoot a gnat's butt off at 50 paces with it. You said you have a 12-gauge pump shotgun in your house, and you said, God help anybody that tries to break in your house to harm you or your wife. So how, you're a hypocrite. How can you justify having a handgun permit, having a shotgun, making the statement that you'll kill someone that tries to harm you, you'll kill someone that tries to harm your wife, yet you hold, but you say the guy killing the abortion doctor was wrong, but yet you say that you're allowed to, but you don't think it'd be wrong for you to kill somebody trying to harm you, and you think it's okay to kill thousands and thousands of people in these foreign countries to supposedly stop violence. Please explain that to me. Anyway, the argument got out of hand. It almost came to fisticuffs, but I remember the guy was a heart patient. Then I started thinking, well, heck, I'm a heart patient too, you know? But then I said, well, I guess my
Eddie, conscience... you know, at the end of the day, you just like to be ejected. You got ejected, you didn't even get ejected out of the Esther study group at church. You shut the whole class was dismissed because of...
Yeah, I had to come back and apologize the next week for that too. I apologize not for what I said. And what I said went something like this. I said, you know, in my Bible, we don't worship Jews. We worship the Lord, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know, you take the whole point of Esther they missed. The only reason God saved, what's her name? The Queen Esther. Yeah, that's her name, Queen Esther. The only reason he said that because that was the direct line of Jesus Christ. He came through that line. You know, Jesus Christ has, they have whores in his bloodline. Just like I do, we have whores and preachers and lawyers and cops. Jesus Christ had whores in his bloodline. That's why God saved that bloodline. Jesus Christ has already been born. We don't have to protect his bloodline anymore. They were missing that whole point. And I asked the minister point blank, I mean our Sunday school teacher point blank, if a Jew has to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior, get to heaven. We'll continue this conversation when we come back.
And we're going to take Courtney from Alabama, who's been waiting since the beginning of this segment, as soon as we come back. Just tell us very quickly, what did he say? Did they have to accept?
He wouldn't answer the question. I said, oh, you won't answer. That's you answered my question by not answering. And then he dismissed the class.
Okay, well, we're going to move on from Eddie's trials and tribulations and adventures at church. We're going to go to Courtney. We got a lot more to talk about, Eddie, right?
Amen.
See you right back.
Let's change gears.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Folks, if you've tuned in late, there's still three segments remaining in tonight's three-hour extravaganza. And we want to invite you one last time to join us in the Political Cesspool Virtual Fan Party and online chat being hosted by our friends and partners in the Council of Conservative Citizens, that is cfcc.org, one of the people in that room and who has been in there since before the show started tonight, still in there now making comments, is our very good friend Courtney from Alabama, who is calling in tonight totally without script and scared, Eddie.
Scared? I didn't know Courtney was afraid of anything. I've seen Courtney plenty of times, and she's never impressed me as being impressed me as being scared.
Well, let's see what's going on tonight. Courtney, how are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for taking my call. And hi, James and Eddie. And I know Keith isn't with you anymore, but I'll say hi to him too because I know he's listening now.
He's listening on the AM dial as he drives home.
Yes. love you guys. Great job as always. I'm in the chat right now, and I just wanted to promote it and thank Kyle of Council of Conservative Citizens for starting this back up for us, because I have so many good memories of, you know, doing this every show. I mean, it's just so much fun talking to people while the show's going on. And so I'm so glad that it's been started back up. And I want to give a shout out to some states that are being represented in there tonight. We have people from Arkansas, Virginia, Illinois, California, Idaho, Maryland, Tennessee, Michigan, Montana. There's got to be more. I mean, there's got to be more than that. Some people just don't speak up just now. but anyways, it's always a good time. I encourage others to join if they haven't done that yet. And I just appreciate your previous guest who was on. We need more people writing books like that. And, I mean, I, for one, enjoy reading them, so I love supporting stuff like that. So I congratulate her and her family for doing that. And again, just good points being made about the corruption of the church these days. And, I mean, that's a whole other topic I could go into. And I had some things to pass on from Scoop Stanton in the chat room. I don't know if I should pass them on, but some jokes about the four seasons and talking too much. And but anyways, for the record, I want to tell the audience that for the record that the political festival seems to be more obsessed with the Beatles than I am, because they enjoy bringing it up every time I'm in the chat room, and I don't even bring it up. So there you go. And there's... we have somebody from Ohio too in the chat. Go ahead.
We think you are synonymous with the Beatles, Courtney, and we mean that affectionately. And let me tell you something. What we need more of is more young, attractive women in this movement. Not in this movement, but just speaking out, telling the truth, and coming to meetings. I guarantee you we get a lot bigger turnout if we have pretty young things like Courtney and Reagan O'Carroll and some of the others. And anyway, listen, thank you for calling in, and I appreciate you giving that representative sampling of all of those different states being represented in the online chat tonight. That's one of the things that I love the most about this show, is to have so many people from so many different places all coming in, uniting under a common banner for good, and we're proud that you're one of them, Courtney.
Well, don't leave yet, Courtney. I want to say I've always enjoyed your trips to Memphis. I especially love your peanut butter cookies. And I really enjoyed – I mean, it was knock-down peanut butter cookies. I don't know if James might have got one or two. I ate most of them. But, you know, and I really, really, and this, I'm saying this with the most sincere sincerity, I really enjoyed you coming to the Political Cesspool birthday party. You're always just a breath of fresh air. I mean, who could not like you? You get along with everyone. You're intelligent. You're just a good person. I can truthfully say I wish we had more women in the, a movement for, a better word. But we need more women. In general, I think women are not as concerned with politics, but I wish we could get more of them in there. I really do. But I certainly appreciate you coming.
I appreciate. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I appreciate the very kind comments from both of you about me showing up. I enjoy showing up. I think when our movement becomes more mainstream, I think the women will naturally follow.
Well, that's absolutely, you're right about that. And that's not just true about the women. That's true about everybody. Everybody backs a winner. Everybody backs what's fashionable, in vogue, and trendy. And that's just the way it is, regardless of ideology. Like I said, and certainly I'm not counting you in this when I say this, or those in the chat room, or those who listen to this show, but very few people have ironclad beliefs. So most people will just back. In the revolution, the women were tending the home fires, though, and certainly, you know, we appreciate that about you as well. You're very articulate, well-spoken, educated, but you also know proper roles as God has defined them. I mean, you are the kind of woman, and I say this for those in the chat room that may still be single, that every man ought to strive to be with. And we actually have another one in there right now as well, Eddie, not your average housewife, who is a regular contributor to our blog, and she writes that... Well, if I can find it here, that Eddie gives a new definition to Sunday morning at the local Baptist church, and also that she was going to put down this chocolate bar after hearing you took a little 12-mile run.
Well, just a little 12-mile run, you know. Didn't have a lot of time to do a big one today, but that's a better than nothing. But, you know, I'd like to make a brief comment, too, about Courtney and women in general. You know, it's well known, especially in the South, that the churches have been pretty much deserted by men. You don't see men in church like they used to be and taking the leadership roles like they probably should, according to, you know, biblical standards. But until we can get the men back in, we're going to have these women coming in and building the fires under their boyfriends and husbands and fiancés. To get in the movement, to get with the program, to get away from the TV and away from the football game for a while, and to get in and start being concerned about your country, about the future of your children. And I certainly salute Courtney and people like her for doing
that. Well, this has been a great show tonight. It just goes to show that there are, as we know, great people, including young, attractive women. And I don't think that should be discounted. You know, it's cross gender, it's cross age, it's cross everything. You know, what we champion is something that decent people get behind, and they're, you know, certainly decent people are coming all stripes. And, you know, tonight with Reagan O'Carroll and now Courtney calling in, it's made for a very good show. And the kitchen militia right That's right.
That is great.
Yeah. Courtney, thank you again for calling in, and thank you for being one of the stars of the chat room there tonight.
Yeah, good night, Courtney. I'm really glad you called in, and do not let this be the last time. And please call in on my hour. Keith can talk some other time.
Well, you and Winston Smith will have to fight over it probably now.
Well, I'll share with Winston.
Winston will be on next week, point in fact. Anyway, y'all have to share.
Okay, well, thanks, fellas, and keep up the good fight. And God bless you, and thanks again for letting me call in.
Always great to hear a female Southern accent. Thank
and
you,
bring
Courtney.
Some more peanut butter cookies when you come.
People are talking about your peanut butter cookie comment. It just goes to show. You made a comment about peanut butter cookies. Now there's a big debate about cookies in the chat room now.
Oh, one lady talked about chocolate. Let me tell you this secret. I eat chocolate out the wazoo. I'm kind of addicted to the, you probably won't believe this, to the Baker's cooking chocolate. Well, you know what?
Hey, Sam Bush voted for butterscotch like snickerdoodles. Butterscotch snickerdoodles. Say that 10 times real fast, everybody.
Well, you know, Sam, I tried to turn Sam on to the better things in life. Well, we talk about chocolate when we come back. It's some other important stuff.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about chocolate and other important things on the show tonight. All right, we'll be back.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, www.sfpn.us.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Macaroon Radio is live.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. You know, this is what the Eddie, what Brian from New Jersey, I opened the show tonight, the first segment of the first hour, reading this email from a gentleman who writes that he's been listening for a full year, but he corresponding with us for the first time tonight. And he wrote that one of the things he loves most about the show is how we blend important topics and crucial commentary with a sense of fun and family, and, you know, and wrapped in a blanket of the faith of our fathers. And people are getting that tonight. We've covered a lot of important topics, and it's just us being us. I mean, we don't sit around for hours trying to plan how we can do all of this seamlessly. If we did, it would fall flat on its face, let me tell you that. We just come in here, and we talk a little bit about some of the things we might want to work into the show, and certainly, you know, if there's a guest on, we, you know, plan for that. But, you know, a lot of times we just come in here and let it ride. And, you know, what you're getting tonight is pure classic political cesspool, talking about the issues that matter most, but having a good time while doing it and presenting our cause in a way that is attractive to others.
You know, James, after, and our beloved listeners, whom I love very much, that's the God's truth. I love you people out there. I really do, especially after the political cesspool party, when I saw how wonderful you people really are. You had me crying. And that's, well, it's not as hard to do as it used to be. But, you know, talking about also, after last week's show, you know, we had a very serious show with Inspector Rothstein last week. I mean, it would melt the hair off your head. It's so scary. And the man never even touched the tip of the iceberg of just how evil this country is, the evil that this pure satanic evil is in this country, all the way up to the White House and above, as Jim Rothstein once said, and John DeCamp. Just to let you talk to John DeCamp today. We're going to try to have him on maybe next week. He's having some medical problems. I'm hoping we can get him on next week, but we're going to wait and see. He's going to, you know, you've heard us talk about the Franklin cover-up. Former Senator, Nebraska State Senator John DeCamp was the one that wrote the Franklin cover-up, and Jim Rothstein was one of his advisory staff. Well, getting back to the Macaroon Radio channel of Sam.
Yeah, Eddie had to work through that very quickly about Rothstein and Senator John McCamp so he could get back to the conversation about cookies.
Yeah, the good stuff. We got to get back to the good stuff. Now, there's much chocolate has been aligned. Coffee has been aligned. They've been trying to find something bad about coffee for 50 years. Let me tell you flat out. I was in cardiac intensive care in 2007. They told me never even look at caffeine. I probably drink some days the equivalent of 15 cups a day. I make my own stuff. I know that's probably going to overboard, and I agree that I'm probably, I don't know if I would use the word addicted. I just love coffee, and I love chocolate. But for all you health buffs up there, you can look, correct me on this, the substance with the highest concentration of antioxidants per a microgram on Earth is coffee. It's even more higher than on antioxidants than chocolate, and chocolate's very high. Blueberries are up there pretty good. But for the lady who said that she's going to put that chocolate bar down, just try to get the chocolate without a lot of sugar. You know, white sugar is not real good for you. If you eat too much, it can lower, you know, your white count, all kinds of other stuff. But there's nothing whatsoever wrong with chocolate. Just hold it. It's everything. Yeah, everything's in moderation. And so much for the Macaroon Radio Network.
I believe that was an eternally wise statement from the Greeks, and we've brought this up. You say all things in moderation. That was one of their maxims.
I got to tell another church thing. You know, the Southern Baptists, in order to be a Southern Baptist, one of the things you have to do, you have to renounce alcohol forever. If you're a Southern Baptist, you have to say, you know, a beer is like a liquid Satan. Well, my pastor said, he was talking about one day about people just coming to church occasionally. He said, drinking, I don't know how he got those two together, but he said, if you just drink in moderation, everything you do in moderation, your kids are going to watch you, and they're going to do it to excess. And so I said, well, yeah. And I told my pastor, well, then if I just If I just come to church in moderation every now and then my kids will come. They'll be fanatics. They'll come to church in excess. But evidently, he said it didn't work that way.
Well, here's the thing. You know, as the Greeks said, all things in moderation, even a virtue when taken to an extreme, can become something that's harmful. And we take that in the context of pathological altruism as it applies to whites, you know, trying to give away our birthright, trying to give away all of our wealth, redistribute all of our the things that our parents worked for to give it to minorities to try to bring their standard of living up. There's nothing wrong with about being charitable. There's nothing wrong about being benevolent and kind. But when taken to an extreme, everything can become a detriment. Well, let's go. Hey, listen, I sent one of those packages with Regan O'Carroll's book. If you didn't donate to the Political Cesspool in December, you'll have to buy your own, which we highly encourage you to do. But this gentleman on the line now, Matt the Copperhead, Cookie Copperhead, had a package sent to him up in Bethpage, New York, just yesterday. Copperhead, how are you, buddy? Good to hear from you. I've been thinking about you lately.
What's going on? The Copperhead returns. They're just off the West Side Highway in Hell's Kitchen, New York, in the city. Belly of the
Copperhead,
beast.
It is so great to hear from you. You haven't called me in forever. I've been intending to call you. I haven't heard from you in several weeks.
I was about to say the same. I had it in mind to text Copperhead here the last couple of days to check in, say hello, that we love him and we're thinking about him.
Yeah, what's
Copperhead,
up,
you can't come on now.
Well, I love you too, lads. It's been an interesting travels. I went over to Belfast, Northern Ireland, by way of the Republic, took a train up there to visit some family, and it was just an amazing time. It was a quick hit. You know, these trips tend to turn into the proverbial sack of 5 pounds of you know what in a 10 pounds of you know what in a 5 pound bag. You know, but they had a great time, great fellowship with family, and I got over to Scotland in the mainland UK. With some family members. I've been in Scotland in 20 years.
That's right. You went over to Europe. No wonder we haven't heard. Now, that's an excuse, Eddie, if one ever held water.
I'm telling you.
And, it was interesting circumstances that brought me to Scotland. Death in the family, a 90-year-old lady that's a distant relative of mine, I guess you would say is a third cousin removed, had passed away, and that was she had a very good run, a good Scot lady, and it was kind of a family reunion, as funerals tend to be, and it really brought back the feeling. It was something that was present there, and it was a feeling that, I'd know this feeling before, because you had the warrior class Scots and Ulster Scots that came over from Ulster and Glasgow to meet with the priestly kind of educated class Scots in my family that were in Edinburgh. And I said, where did I feel this before? Oh, not but a few months ago in the Cesspool family reunion or our 10-year reunion. It's the same feeling. It's the same fellowship.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear.
Copperhead, I got a question to ask. You're about the most, I don't know of anybody as well-traveled as you are, and you have a tremendous knowledge base. Which is it? Is it Celtic or Celtic? I've heard it's pronounced both ways. For instance, you got the Boston Celtics.
Yeah. Well, I'm
Sam says it's Celtic.
Fan, so to me, it would be anything but Celtic. I'm joking.
Yeah, only the
I tend to pronounce it Celtic. But
I think it's
both ways.
Only the NBA franchise in Boston mispronounces it.
How come it's
Celtic? It's Celtic. Well, I don't know how you come
describe the scene here. I'm at McSword's, a well-known alehouse here up in Hell's Kitchen, and this place is full of. I just stepped in the back room here. This place is full of bitters and Irish construction workers and everything. Mostly Irish Catholic, good guys, but you know.
Hey, Copperhead, let me ask you this.
Yeah,
how much longer, very quickly before the next break starts, how much longer are you going to be up there? Because like I said, we sent you a package yesterday. If you stay up there until about midweek, you can catch it before you come back down to the south.
Oh, absolutely.
And I have a question, too.
I'll swing by the island and make my usual stops up on when I'm up New York way before I get back to my...
It was guaranteed delivery by Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to double check on yours. Yeah, go have lunch with Sean Bergen.
I want a guaranteed delivery of some good Irish whiskey when you next time you go to Ireland. I want you to bring me some genuine Irish whiskey.
Liquid in the bag, my man.
Liquid from, Satan. I want some liquid
straight
Satan.
From
some
liquid Airport Bushmills. It's the best stuff. It's like De Niro said, the best drink in town.
Liquid Satan. We have coined a new term, Liquid Satan, tonight.
You get on talking about our Christian denominations and drinking. You know, I'm Calvinist, but I can drink all these Irish Catholics under the table.
Hey, right, Sam said Christmas, Liquid Satan and Christmas cookies.
We
I'll
want
go for
cookies
that.
And we want
God
Liquid
bless,
Satan.
Guys. It's good to be back.
It's great to have you back, brother. We've been thinking about you.
Burns night tomorrow.
All right. Hey, we'll be back to wrap it all up in one more segment, folks. Stay tuned through the break. You don't want to miss it.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
We should have played that in December when we, you know, did all the Christmas music. That goes out to Courtney in Alabama. The topic in the Council of Conservative Citizens Political Cesspool Virtual Fan Party tonight is, what is your favorite drink of liquid Satan. And
mine is, I have a new favorite. It used to be Evan Williams, but now it's Jameson, I believe. Jameson whiskey. But I want some of that real
Eddie
stuff.
Eddie only drinks from the top shelf. But, all right. You know what? I don't know if this has been our most productive hour, but it's probably been the most fun hour of radio I've had in the last couple of months. So we've had a few laughs. Great hearing from Matt the Copperhead. Everybody's having a good time in the chat. This is what it's all about, you know, blending in the serious with a little bit of humor and entertainment. And it's just who we are. I mean, we're not trying to do this. I hope everyone listening is having as much fun as we have bringing it to you. And one of the great gifts in life is to be able to see yourself as others see you. I hope that the way we see ourselves is the way that you see us.
You know, but what, really? I didn't mean to talk.
Yeah,
over
go Eddie.
You know, this is kind of like we're in the living room. We're actually in the living room in the homes of the people, our beloved brothers and sisters who came to the political cesspool birthday party.
And
that's what we're doing. We're having family hour.
And we're talking as if we would, if we were in a living room, even though we're in a radio station tonight in our studio. We're talking as if people would in a living room, and we're going out to people all across the world, whether they be in their cars here in the United States in one of the select markets that has an AM/FM affiliate station that carries the political cesspool, or whether they're listening online in their own living rooms. We're here with you. We're all together. We're all family. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, though, Eddie. I want to revisit trying to bring this last segment back to a little bit of something more serious, even though we've had a lot of fun, and that can't be discounted. That needs to be had, because I tell you, if you stay all serious all the time, you burn out.
So true.
But we had a great discussion last week about this situation in France, and at the end of the second hour of last week's show, you got a little animated, and we were talking back and forth, and I think we agreed on more than we disagreed on, but it's still an important topic. Here's one of the things that really gets under my skin, and I'm not to say that I don't appreciate these people and the work that they do. Certainly I do. I do very much. But it grates at me a little bit, this sort of neo-paganism that has propped itself up in the pro-white community, that Christianity has failed white people, and we need to re-embrace, you know, paganism.
No.
But here's the thing, and what they don't get is that there wouldn't even be white people left in the world if it were not for Christianity. And let me tell you why, not to diminish the...
Let me make a quick point.
I got to say this very quick.
It's not Christianity that's failed white people, folks. It's white people who fail Christianity.
Amen, Eddie. That's it right there. We could probably end the show with that one statement. All right, we probably could. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, all of the different tribes of Europe were quarreling with each other, and we talked about this very briefly last week, but I'd like to expound upon it a little bit. They were all quarreling with each other. They would have wiped each other out and allowed the Muslims, who were unified as a race and as a faith, they would have allowed them to march from the Middle East to the Atlantic Ocean and run roughshod over each of the different quarreling nations of Europe. The only thing that saved Europe from that extinction was the banner of Christianity. Whether you're talking about the Battle of Tours with Charles Martel, or whether you're talking about the battle at the gates of Vienna with Jan Sobieski, those people united the different tribes of Europe under a common banner of Christianity. If it had not been for Christianity, they wouldn't have banded together to fight off the Muslim onslaught, and they would have fought as quarreling factions one by one and been picked off one by one. So here's the thing about paganism. You know, paganism didn't save Europe. Christianity saved Europe. And I know Christianity, to a large degree, at least mainstream Christianity, not the faith itself. The faith itself is as pure and as true as it ever was. It's eternal. But a lot of these mainstream churches have been infiltrated and been perverted. But that's just to say, well, the media is the enemy. No, the media is not the enemy. The media can be a great thing. Look at what we're doing in media with the political cesspool and with Liberty News Radio Network. Media can be a great thing if you use it for truth and righteousness. It's only as good as the people who lead it. And so, you know, the same is true for all of these institutions. But, you know, this is the thing. At the end of the day, you know, Eddie was right last week. You know, Muslims are not the ones, even though they have always been a bane in Europe, even though we always had to repel them to safeguard our cultural heritage, you know, they're not the ones now taking prayer out of schools and taking down nativity scenes. It's obviously, you know, Jewish extremists that are the ones who are doing that. That's not to say that they're necessarily our friends, but as Eddie mentioned last week, you know, if you talk to your average Muslim on the street, they're going to probably opposed to homosexuality. They're probably going to be opposed to radical feminism. You know, Christians, by their silence, are the ones who have allowed all of this. You know, Chuck Baldwin is one of the guys that I admire. He's, you know, in the top few of people that I admire most, because he's a Baptist minister, and he is so right on patriotism and constitution and all of these things. He's just a good Christian man, but he's got courage. And he, more than anyone, has called out these other preachers who have just allowed themselves to be cowed by political correctness. So, you know, here's the thing. You know, who's our greatest enemy? Is it Muslims? Is it Jews? Is it ourselves for falling asleep at the wheel? I would say certainly ourselves at the end of the day. But nobody can be us but us. We need to reclaim the faith. We need to reclaim our institutions. It's up to our people. We need to, you know, get a shot of liquid Satan and a little liquid courage and go back and retake our churches, retake our media, retake our schools, retake our government. You know, I don't blame other people for coming in and trying to take over these institutions in a way that would benefit them. Anyway, Eddie, I know you got a lot of opinions on this, and I've talked too much.
Well, no, you haven't talked too much. You've made some excellent points, son. And I call you son because I consider you my blood son. That's, everybody should know that. Well, listen, right now, who are the most powerful people in the world right now? Certainly not the Muslims. The Muslims, of what, in my opinion, they are being used as what I call the controlled opposition. They're being used like waving. They are the red flag to the American public, especially the American Southerner, Southern Baptists. They wave the Muslims in the front of the nose of the Southern Baptists and people in the South and all over the nation like you would wave a red flag in front of the bull. They keep us Christians just fired up into just a froth. You know, of hatred. Let's just go kill the godless Muslims. Kill the godless Muslims. Well, the Muslims have no power. They right now, it's not the Muslims that own, God only knows what, 400 nuclear warheads like that Israel is armed with. Right now, you know, Israel has a complete stranglehold on this country. Like Winston Churchill said that the Jews had a, they had the Russian people by the hair of the head, and they did. And they're using the Jewish-run United States right now. They're using the exact same tactics. If you study the Ukrainian Holodomor, which was that's Ukrainian for forced starvation, where they killed 5-10 million of their own people, but you know, the Jews starving the Ukrainians. And then when they got them all starved to death, they brought foreign people into Ukraine to bust up their national sovereignty. Well, what they're doing in this country right here, they're using these Muslims, you know, to make people approve of these foreign wars, this never-ending foreign wars. You know, who are we bombing today? I don't know. I can't keep up with the number of the people we're bombing. But in this country right here, we mentioned, I'm glad James brought this subject back up because we need to talk about it. Well, I mentioned last week that, you know, in Duke University, a very elite university in this country, they play they play the Muslim prayer every day over the loudspeakers all over the campus, but they will not allow a Christian prayer, and they even kicked Chick-fil-A out, and I really don't have a whole lot of sympathy for Chick-fil-A because they backed down on the homosexual issue, but the reason they're doing that, make no mistake, people, The Jewish-controlled United States could kick the Muslims out in one day. Just like Eisenhower, one of the few things Eisenhower did that I liked, is he had Operation Wetback when he rounded up all the illegals and kicked them out of this country. We could do it, and we could get rid of the Muslims one day. The reason they don't want to do it is to divide and conquer. They want to keep the Muslims fighting the Christians, Christians fighting the Muslims, blacks fighting the whites, whites fighting the blacks. Find the Hispanics.
They want to keep all of us at each other's throats. That, you know, keeping all of us at each other's throats. That's you know, what they want. They want that rancor. But here's the thing. I don't wish any ill will on even the most ardent Christ-hating Jewish extremist or any Muslim. I don't hate any. I really don't hate anyone. If I really have disdain for anyone, it's our own people who have allowed all of this to occur. And that's the honest to God's truth. But what I believe is that Jews and Muslims and Christians and whites and blacks and sub-Saharan Africa and all of the different races of God's rainbow of diversity should have their own parts of the globe where their culture predominates and we all live well and prosper. Hey, that's it, folks. We're out of time tonight. We'll be back with you next week. We love y'all. What a great show. What a fun show tonight. We'll see you next Saturday night. Good night,
people.
Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.